4 VWA, mobile.
DKC, monitoring.
DKC, KN4 VWA.
When had your tower situation get, I was listening over the past couple of days and didn't know whether you had any misfortune or fortune or what. N4DJC.
Is complete and fully functional as originally hoped and planned. Rotor is all up. Everything is up and functional. I just got to get that rotatable dipole tuned a little better. At 10, I'm a 1.5. At 20, I'm a about a 2.4. And at 40, I'm a 2.8. So I got to get it zeroed in a little better. Other than that, man, I'm ready to go. Had my first transmission on 2 meter last night on my new radio, and it was crystal clear. Couldn't be happier.
Yeah, man, that's it's always a lot more than you realize when you get started out, you know, putting the tower and getting all the components together and knowing how things work and how everything kind of integrates together, especially when you start tuning the antennas. One thing to get them tuned on the ground and different to get them tuned up in the air, and the ground conditions have a lot to do with it. The last, it's been years since I've helped anybody put one up. Last time we put one up, they we actually put some lime, we actually dumped some, it was in the summertime, they actually dumped some lime around the, after the concrete got set good, we actually dumped some lime around everything that really helped the mineralization in the ground, and they kind of acted like a, almost like radio. Some guy from back in, I guess he'd been a ham since the 30s, told me that's one of the tricks he used for his vertical. When he ran ground wires, he put lime out there too on top of them to help mineralize the ground around it. So it would kind of just add more effective ground plane. I think, you know, it's just a learning experience. And once you do it, it becomes an easier knot, but you do have a little better idea of what you got to go through to get them up. There's a lot more to them than people realize sometimes.
Oh, yeah. And this has been a learning curve for me, I'll tell you. But I'm hoping that once I get this one up there, I'm hoping that it's going to perform as well as all the work that I've put into it. And if it does, I won't be making any changes anytime soon, I can tell you that.
To the famous last words, you'll always want a little more antenna. Depending on height, a little more height, but more antenna is always... It's always on the agenda. Hey, all that work will seem minimal after you use it for maybe 6 months. You say, well, you know, maybe I can have something a little better up there now. You know, it always sticks in the back of your mind. But sometimes you kind of tense you. Your recollection of what you had to go through to get up there to begin with. I know this happened to one of my friends time or two. He passed away many years ago. He put up one antenna, then a year later he put up something a little bigger and something a little bigger and so forth. But anyway, it's an experience, and it's when you learn something out of it, it's always good, especially if nothing bad happens.
Right now, the only thing I can see happening is this antenna having problems with wind. And it's only got a 1.3 wind coefficient, which is next to nothing. But, you know, it's a Cushcraft D4 rotatable dipole, but it just seems kind of flimsy to me. And on top of that, it only weighs 13 pounds, so I don't know. It should do well, and it should be, you know, structurally on top of the tower, fairly strong, but I don't know. It's like one of those floors at the mall. You feel it shake, and you don't like it.
They'll wave around a little bit, you know, especially I don't know how long the elements are on it, but on the dipole, but if it's a trap dipole, it's still probably, I don't know, the element's probably still, what, 13 feet maybe, or 14 feet or more, maybe longer than that on each side, but it'll wave around a little bit, and I tell you, when you start dealing with stuff that'll even a trapped dipole or whatever it may be at 40 meters, it's still a pretty, it's pretty long, and it's hard to get that, without having a lot of weight, it's hard to get that flex out of it. As long as it doesn't fold up on you, it's okay. I know I got a friend of mine, I don't know whether he still has or not, he had a, at one time he had a 40 meter tri-bander up at about 100 feet, and it was a massive undertaking. I mean, this guy had plenty of money. I don't know how much money he spent on getting the tower up and that sort of thing. This had been 35 years ago, and it was just unheard of. But he's one of these guys. He's done DXCC, you know, all bands and the whole thing. EME. He had several big towers up at one time. I don't know whether he's still operating or not, but that's been 30 years ago. But it's one of those things, I guess. And you know, sometimes you just have to deal with it. But as long as it doesn't, as long as it's not coming down, you know, it's not moving, the rotator's holding it, that's about all that matters anyway. As long as you got a good thrust bearing up there and got the rotator set down far enough in the tower to minimize some of the stress on it and the braking, I think it should be fine, especially if the rotator's rated higher, you know, a good bit higher. Rotator, I imagine what you got is probably rated 4.5 square feet, more than likely. Most of them are, I think, at least that much. But you get those long elements on, they're just not a lot of things you can do. They're gonna wave around, though. They all do.
Overall length on this one is 36 feet. Yeah, it's got 18 foot arms on each side. So it's a wide one.
Yeah, ain't on each side, but you know, that's bigger than I thought it'd be. But it is a multi, man. You know, is it just 40, or is it? I mean, it's a multi-band rotatable dipole. Is that correct?
Affirmative. It's 40, 20, 15, and 10.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, I've worked a lot of DX years ago on a tunable Cushcraft vertical. It was a Ringo, but it was a Ringo R20 just for 20 meters. It might have done 15 too, but I worked a bunch of DX on that thing on the vertical. It was about 23 feet tall. It had a like an antenna tuner in the at the bottom of it. It worked very well. And of course, back then, in the late 70s, early 80s, the band was wide open, and you could work anything on, you know, 2,500 watts pretty easily. But I'm glad it went up okay. Glad it's doing well. And you know, you'll get the SWR down. It just takes a little time and aggravation, but most of the time they work out. There may be certain segments of the band you may not be able to get it down as you want it, but if you work the harder where you're primarily where you're going to be working anyway, that's important. Well, listen, Rusty, I got to jump out of here right now. I got to run down to the garbage dump and get rid of some stuff. But it was nice talking with you this morning, and glad everything went well for you. But I've been listening in the background those past few days and heard bits and pieces of it, but I'm glad everything worked out for you. And you have a good afternoon, M4DJC.
N4DJC, you have a good afternoon, bud, and just don't run over anybody. I got to go down into the pit down in Greenville. I got to go down and hit Woodruff Road right off of the malfunction junction down there. I just love going down there. So anyhow, you have a good afternoon. This is KN4VWA, clear.
VWA, KB4CBA.
CBA, KN4, VWA. Hey! What's happening, baby?
Heard you in there, Lousy. Hello. I'm talking on my radio in the house. Is it sounding okay?
Well, Well, it's actually sounded pretty doggone good. What kind of antenna did you put up, bud?
J-pole.
Well, it's working good. And if it works good, who cares what it looks like, man? did you hear me check into the net last night?
The five-band net on 3915.
Negative. Over on 146.61.
Okay. No, I actually, I was watching TV at that time.
Well, I thought I heard you check into it.
Well, if I did, I certainly don't remember.
Okay. Yeah, I managed to check in on the 2-meter net on 146.61 last night. And everybody said it sounded really good and clear. As a matter of fact, I was talking to, who was it I was talking to? But anyhow, they said they could hear the fan on my little room heater, my little ceramic heater in the background. So I turned it off, and everything went dead quiet in the background.
Yes, you know, some mics are just real sensitive. They just pick up all the background noise.
Also had to turn the mic gain way back down. I was overdriving the mic pretty bad the first time I got on, and I got that turned down, and it started sounding pretty good.
Deal. I'm tuning around on 20 meters. I hear a few people on.
Well, so what kind of propagation you get?
Well, they're down. I don't have my glasses on, but let's see. I got the squelch set at 3, and they're breaking the squelch up to, they're bringing it up to about 5 when I get a good signal.
How distant are they?
Like I say, I think he was in Michigan, so that's about it.
Talking, are you talking to them, or are you just monitoring them?
I'm just monitoring. I'm looking at the waterfall and looking for, you know, different signals. And there's several in there, that's for sure.
Well, you ought to try to hit them.
Me too, when I get off of this thing. And she's headed up the road from Hilton Head. She'll be back probably in about 2 or 3 hours.
Excuse me. Get off of there and get onto that 20-meter, boy, and I'll talk to you a little bit later. I ought to be back on here around 1:15, 1:30. I'll give you a holler and... you got dual VFO on there. You can monitor two bands, or you monitor one band and work another. So I'll give you a holler and see how well you did. So KV4 CVA, good luck on that. Jump on them. KN4 VWA, clear.
4 VWA, KB4 CBA, 73.
T-Mobile.
2D Mobile, KN4 VWA Mobile.
I heard you bragging a while ago about your new antenna up.
Bragging yet. The SWRs are not where I want them, but I tell you what, it goes up and down just like, you know, what was that thing the guy on the A-team used to say? You love it when a plan comes together. Well, my tower mechanically is just, it couldn't have been better. And I'm very, very pleased and very, very proud. Made my first contact last night, last night on the 2 meter, and I had to make some adjustments on the radio, but yeah, I've got it sounding pretty good too. Have not hit HF yet because I just, like I said, not satisfied with the SWR, and I've got N4MMW going to come up this afternoon and help me work on that.
I'll come up and help you. Good. I'm glad he's getting around now. I know he had some surgery here a while back. I haven't talked to him lately. I need to holler at him a little bit. And I'll tell you what, if you want to start making some nice contacts and work on things, there's a net. You need to look up 3905ccn.com. Go to the website and look at there. We've got nets on 20 meters, 40 meters, 80 meters, 160 meters, CW nets, PSK nets, RIDI nets, all kinds of good nets that you can work a lot of states and a lot of stations on, you know, and even some DX stations on there, too.
Right now, that antenna, that Cushcraft D4 is good for 40, 20, 15, and 10. And I've got to figure out what I'm going to do as far as 80 and maybe 160. I'm actually thinking about putting a dipole up across the top of the tower and trying to use that for my 80. See how that goes. But haven't decided yet. What do you think about just running a regular simple dipole across the top of the tower?
From the side of the tower so that it doesn't actually make contact with the tower, and use a either a wooden or a fiberglass standoff for it. You don't want to have the antenna connected to a metal standoff because it has a tendency then to use the tower. And then you've got other problems. But, I've got an 80-meter full-size loop up in my yard. And I work everything from 6 through 160, so go figure.
I'm assuming that's a horizontal loop.
Yeah, it goes around the yard. It's 257 feet long and circles the yard. That's a full loop on 80 meters and a half wave on 160. And with my manual tuner, I tune it on 160. In fact, I worked both a 160-meter sideband net last night, and then when that ran out, because there weren't a lot of check-ins that I hadn't worked, I moved over to the CW net and picked up six more contacts there on CW on 160 last night. And I was only running 100 watts right now because my tuner and my amplifier is still on the fritz.
That's interesting. I'm trying to keep the yard kind of clear, though. And how high up off the ground do you have that loop?
Well, depending upon over where, because my ground slopes down and away. One side of it is up about, 55, you know, around 55 feet. And the other side is up around, 45 feet or so up in the air. Right now I got one corner that's only 20 feet off the ground, but that's only because I haven't gotten anybody over here to help me get that rope back up in the air for it so I can get it back up to the 45 foot level, so it would be, and all. But even at that, I'm still working it. And it only goes around one side of my yard. It's, I've only got 6/10 of an acre over here.
It's like you're putting it up in some trees, aren't you?
Four corners go up in the trees, and it's corner fed, not center fed or anything.
Well, see, that's my issue. That's why I had to put up a tower. Man, I have no trees. I have nothing that I could suspend that jewel from.
you don't have a neighbor close that would let you tie onto his trees as long as your antenna doesn't go over his property?
I have 8 acres, and my closest neighbor is over a half mile away.
There's no trees. Something's wrong with this picture.
It used to be a peach orchard, and when they mucked out the peach orchard, pretty much all of mine is in pasture. And the closest trees are not but about 15 or 20 feet high. And that's just not going to be high enough for something like that. But even at that, those trees are probably 200 feet away from the house.
Steve, you'll have to work on that. Well, I have arrived at the place I'm going to go have me some lunch over here at Fuddruckers. I'm going to go have me one of their good taco salads for lunch and sit down and eat lunch and read a little bit before the lunchtime crowd hits, and I'll be out of here by that time. You have a good rest of the day. Don't work too hard out there. Just work steady. My Social Security appreciates it. Talk to you later. KN4VWA, W2T, 73s for now.
This is WB4UGA.